Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Tom Tuma. He is a LASIK surgery doctor, and we're going to be talking about the advancements in LASIK surgery. Thank you for joining me today, doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's good to be with you.
So why don't you go ahead and tell us what exactly is LASIK surgery?
LASIK is a procedure aimed to correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. It's two steps, basically creating a flap like opening a cover of a book, and then using a second laser to reshape the cornea so the new shape is compatible with no glasses and contact lenses. That's the goal. The procedure takes about 4 minutes per eye. It's quick, it's painless, and patients go back to work the next day and can drive to their post-operative visit the next day.
So essentially, LASIK surgery allows you to get rid of your glasses.
Yeah, that's what makes it wonderful as a procedure, you know, to get freedom from glasses and contact lenses and the ability to function safely without the dependence on glasses and contact lenses.
Experts have called LASIK one of the safest, most successful elective surgeries. Is that true?
I'm so happy you asked that question because I believe that LASIK should be a rite of passage for patients in that the minute their eyes are stable, they should have LASIK because it's much safer than wearing contact lenses. People that wear contact lenses over a long period of time develop dry eyes because of contact lenses, and contact lens wear is associated with a much higher incidence of infection than LASIK. So you are right. LASIK is the safest elective procedure with the highest patient satisfaction of any elective procedure we currently perform in the United States. I've done more than 130,000 LASIK surgeries. I've operated on my own son and my brother, who's an orthopedic surgeon. I just operated on my son a few weeks ago. And I've operated on more than 300 eye surgeons and eye doctors. So it tells you that we believe that the procedure is better than the alternative. Plus, in the long term, it's much cheaper to have LASIK than to continue to wear contact lenses, and the freedom from glasses and contact lenses is priceless. One factoid that I'd love to share with you is that LASIK surgeons are 5 times more likely to have had the procedure themselves, and 95% of them have operated on their family members. So LASIK today is definitely not what it used to be before, and I personally believe that LASIK should be the first choice rather than the last resort, because of its safety, its predictability, and the long-term stability. And it's a much better investment than continuing to wear contact lenses or glasses.
So what are the chances, what are the risks of infection with LASIK surgery?
I am a corneal surgeon, so I'm a corneal transplant surgeon. And I've done so many corneal transplants for people that develop scarring from infections from contact lenses. I've done more than 130,000 LASIK procedures without one infection, so the risk is extremely rare. If people wear their contact lenses overnight, they're 17 times more likely to have an infection that affects their vision permanently than having LASIK surgery.
Now, there are a lot of misconceptions about LASIK. What are some of those misconceptions that people have about LASIK surgery?
That's right. There's a lot of misconceptions about LASIK because LASIK today is definitely not what it used to be in years past. In fact, a recent FDA study showed that LASIK patients have much less symptoms of dry eyes and halos and glare at night than wearing contact lenses. There's a lot more information that your listeners can go to our website. That's envision.com. That's the letter N, like Nancy, vision.com, comparing basically LASIK to contact lenses, the safety and what they need to look for if they're looking into LASIK. The other thing that a lot of people don't know is that LASIK is not the only procedure. So if someone has been told they're not a candidate, we have many other surgeries that we perform to get rid of glasses and contact lenses. And a lot of people are told they're not a candidate because the surgeons perhaps may not have the current technology or the experience to operate on some patients. So they should continue to look and find someone who has a lot of experience, because practically every patient is a candidate for something.
How has the LASIK procedure changed from the time when it was introduced until now?
In 1995 is when it was approved by the FDA. I started doing LASIK about 3 years before that as a clinical investigator to get lasers approved in the United States. But LASIK is light years ahead of what it used to be in the past, in that the technology has evolved substantially. People used to use blades in the past. Now we use an old laser procedure. We have eye trackers. So in the past, if the eye moved, that was a problem. Today, I tell patients there's nothing you can do to mess it up, because if your eye moves, the laser tracks it. We have a lid holder that prevents them from blinking, and the technology delivers a laser profile that almost, you know, to less than 1% eliminates the chance of having any night symptoms or issues with dryness. We spend about an hour and 15 minutes at Envision evaluating patients to make sure they're good candidates and to pre-treat their eyes to eliminate or substantially reduce any side effects from the procedure.
What makes someone a good candidate for the LASIK procedure?
Someone who is excited to get free from corrective lenses, who has no eye diseases like keratoconus or some systemic diseases that can affect this, and an eye that's stable. But the best thing is to come in for an evaluation, because if they're not a candidate for LASIK, they're most probably a candidate for something else. It's rare for me to see a patient where I tell them, you're not a candidate for anything that we offer.
Now, you say that 95% of patients are happy with their LASIK surgery. Where does that number come from?
Actually, it's 99% of patients are satisfied with the procedure and would recommend it to others. And that's from a recent FDA study. Was 98.6% to be exact, where the patients are happy with the procedure and would recommend it to a friend or a family member or a relative.
What should patients do to prepare for the surgery to make it go as smoothly as possible?
Yes, at our website, envision.com, they can find all that information. But basically, when they call in to make an appointment, we ask them to, based on their contact lenses, to discontinue their contact lens wear for 1 to 2 weeks based on the type of lenses they wear. And then when they come in, we prescribe antibiotic and steroid drops to start a few days before surgery to prepare their eyes. If they have any issue with dry eyes, we then pre-treat that, get them to a point where their eyes have no dryness anymore, and then proceed with surgery. So most important thing is go to our website at envision.com, make an appointment. It's a free consultation. Take about an hour and 15 minutes, and we'll give our patients all the information they ever need to know before the procedure.
Is there an age limit for anyone to have LASIK surgery?
I operate on my father-in-law, and he was 85 years old, and we operate on patients as young as 18.
Now, you say that you've done more than 130,000 procedures. Are all the procedures the same, or is each one a little bit different?
Well, every procedure is a bit different. The basics of the procedure are the same, but you know, every patient has some small little nuances and different prescriptions. But LASIK surgery obviously has evolved substantially over the years. But, you know, when I go in and do, you know, LASIK surgery all day, I'm doing the same exact procedure, but programming the laser differently for every patient. We now have what we call topography-guided laser vision correction. And two-thirds of our patients see one line better than 20/20, and one-third of the patients see two lines better than 20/20, and 40% of the patients see better than they've ever seen in their life with the best glasses and contact lens correction. That's without correction, 40% see better than they've ever seen with the best pair of glasses or contact lenses that they've ever worn. And that's called topography-guided laser, or Contura.
And what should patients look for in a good LASIK surgeon?
I would say experience, experience, experience. There is no substitute for experience. I would ask the eye doctor that the patient goes to. So ask your eye doctor, who would you recommend to see for LASIK surgery? At Envision, we're the eye doctor's number one choice. So more eye doctors have had surgery at Envision, and more eye doctors refer their patients to Envision. And we also offer a lifetime commitment. And that way we stand behind our results because we're so confident of our results. So our patients never have to pay for the procedure again. Once they've paid for it once, they're covered for life.
Okay, Dr. Tom Tuma, LASIK surgery doctor, with all the information you need to know about LASIK surgery. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Tuma. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.